We have got to move on, folks. If some of those figures didn't frighten you, here's something that will. China and India both have more gifted and talented students than we have students. Think about that. You know what the world's going to be like, or we think we have an idea what the world's going to be like 30 or 40 years from now. And if we're not educating our kids, if we're not doing everything we can possibly do to do that, we won't have what we have in this country today. And I know people get tired of listening to school administrators talk about education and needing more resources and that type of thing. But folks, we're, in my mind, we're in a battle for our country. And if we've got 40% of our student population dropping out in this country, 40 to 50% of the figures that we're seeing dropping out of school, then we have to change what we're doing. If we only have 22 to 25% of our students getting a college education, we need to change what it is that we're doing. If we want the United States to be what it once was, what it to me currently still is, we have to educate our citizens. There's just no two ways around it. And I know it's expensive, folks. I know it. I go see Bird every year, ask him for more money. He goes, when's this guy ever going to stop? I'll never stop, folks. And I'm sorry, but education is not cheap, but I will never, ever apologize for it because I need quality teachers in the classroom. I need environments that are sound for students. I need the technology that the students are going to be using in their lifetime. Every one of you, I'm betting most of you sitting here, has an iPhone or one of the phones that you can take your pictures on, every one of you. What is our kids' and our grandchildren's lives going to be like 50 years from now? And I think it's going to be tremendously exciting, folks. But we have to get back to valuing education, and we have to understand that learning is just not kindergarten through 12th grade. It's a lifelong process. And that when you show excitement as an adult to any student that you see, when you show the excitement about what it's like to learn something, that's just going to encourage them to do better in school.